3. Tommy.
Craig was early for work the next night. Bancroft Station was still busy. It was a cold night, and snow was beginning to fall. He walked down the steps. He could hear the sound of a flute. There were always buskers at tube stations, playing or singing for money. An old busker was standing at the bottom of the steps. He had long white hair, and he was wearing a long grey coat. He was playing quietly. Craig looked at the old man's hands. They were blue with cold. There was a hat on the ground with a few coins in it. Craig put a 50p coin in the hat. "Thanks," said Craig. "I like Mozart." The old man stopped playing and looked at Craig. "It's Mozart's flute concerto in G major, isn't it?" said Craig. "I've got it on CD at home." The old man didn't say anything. "He can't speak, child." Craig turned round. Elsa was standing behind him. "He can't say a word." Elsa pulled something from her bag and gave it to the old man. "There you go, Tommy," she said. "They're chicken sandwiches tonight. I got a nice piece of chicken." The old man took the food and nodded. Then he turned and pointed at Craig and made a strange noise. "I know," said Elsa. "He's a good boy." "It's late, Tommy. They're closing the station soon." The old man took his hat and flute and walked away. Craig followed Elsa to the escalator. "There are a lot of stories down here, child," she said. "I told you that yesterday. And Tommy's one of them. He played the flute in the Royal Symphony Orchestra, but that was 40 years ago. He had a car crash, and his wife died. He hasn't spoken since then."
"Elsa, how do you know all this?" said Craig. "I mean, Tommy can't speak, and..."
"I keep my eyes and ears open, child, that's all."
"Do you bring him food every day?"
Craig asked.
"He hasn't got anybody," said Elsa. "Someone has to help. He's at Bancroft every night. He waits for me.